take care of McNamara.
Thank you. Ready?
Bob?
Good morning, Mr. President.
How are you?
I'm just fine. Yourself, sir?
Pretty good. I've been talking to some folks about our possibilities. And been talking to Mac last night and this morning. He told me some of y'all's talks. And more I talk to people, more I consider to, more I'm convinced that if we ought to really give every possible test to Taylor and every possible consideration. He seems to me to be the person that can give us the best. He knows what's going on and can give us the best protection with all the forces that want to make that a political war.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that...
Better in that respect than Roz, that I guess.
Oh, they just start making speeches on Roz. The lead on the story, one fellow said to me, the lead on the story would be former Undersecretary of Defense who was involved in the TFX contract, was named by Johnson today to succeed Lodge. And then every damn speaker would be up raising hell about here's the man that's running the war out there and so on and so forth. Now, they can't say much about Taylor. They can't question his military judgment. They can't question his experience. They can't question his patriotism, his knowledge. And they might say he's a little old, but I don't think any of them feel that way.
You know, I don't think they'll say that, Mr. President. I think what they'd say is you're putting it in the hands of a military...
Morris and them would say that, but nearly everybody thinks that's what it is.
Well,
everybody,
I was going to say, I don't think that's bad. That's the only thing they'll say, I believe. I would lean to Max on this issue. I think Mac leans to Roz.
He does very much, and he says that... He thinks that you and Russ do, but I just staying awake at night thinking about it, and I've...
I lean to Max with one qualification. I think we ought to really probe his personal situation, make damn sure this is all right for him. That man has sacrificed his life for this country almost, and I just hate to see him do anything that was really too much of a penalty for him to assume here. He told me yesterday, though, that he wanted to be considered for the job. Those were his exact words.
I have this feeling, Bob. I don't know whether you do or not, but I believe that a man in Saigon, staying there 7 days a week, around there, is better shape than he is flying all over the damn world and missing the clocks and getting constipated and staying up at nights and under strains of fighting with LeMay and so on and so forth.
You might be right.
I'll tell you one thing, with a cable with his name signed to it, they have a hell of a lot more weight and a lot of circles than any other name I know of.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you.
Well, now you think about that, because we've got to do something. I was with the some folks last night, and they think that we're about to lose the greatest race that the United States has ever lost, and be the first time that we've ever turned a tail and been shoved out of a place and come home and said we've given up the Pacific. Now, I don't think it's that bad, but a lot of people do, and I think we're going to have to make a decision pretty promptly, and we're going to have to send him out there and then kind of support what he thinks we ought to do.
Well, I just don't believe we can be pushed out of there, Mr. President. We just can't allow it to be done. You wouldn't want to go down in history of having
not,
that.
Not at all. Now, but how are we going to avoid it, though?
Well,
suppose your government collapsed today and another one came in and said to get the hell out. What do we do? You see my...
It's a ticklish situation. I felt about it. But I don't think we're quite at that point. I don't believe the government is going to collapse today. And I think if we continue to show some signs of firmness in Laos and in that area, it won't collapse. And I think putting Max out there, as a matter of fact, is a sign of firmness. Khan will appreciate it. The people, I think, in Vietnam will interpret it.
I think everybody in the world would look at it. I think everybody in the world would look at it and say, these folks mean business.
I favor this. Mac and I don't really know how Dean feels on it, but Mac favors Roz, but I favor Max. With the single qualification.
Well, that's who we're going to put if we don't run into more static than I anticipate. That's what I've thought about it now for two full days and nights. I called you last night, and they said to give you a number, and I didn't want to interrupt you. But I thought about it Sunday and yesterday, and I'm just convinced that's the best thing of the people we have.
Well, I thought about it. I haven't talked to anyone on the Hill about this. Obviously, I didn't want to do so until you...
I talked to Mansfield, and I talked to Russell, and I talked...
What did Mansfield say?
He said by far the best man, and he'd have more confidence in him, and just said the other was out of the question. We just couldn't think of naming Gilpatrick.
What did Russell say?
Said that Taylor is by far the best man. I didn't tell Vinson any what I was thinking, or Russell either, and I just listed a number of people and said, which one did you select? And all of them selected Taylor without any question. I don't want the other boys down here to know that, because it has a way of getting in columns that I confer with my old congressional buddies, but I know Russell and Benson can have a lot to do with helping us, and I just like to have their feeling, and they all just say right off the bat that they don't go very strong for Ball. They like Gilpatrick and think he's a good undersecretary, but they think that he doesn't have the stature in the United States that that man ought to have following Lodge. They all think you'd be the best man, but it would be Harry Carriage send you out there from my standpoint.
I want you to know, Mr. President, I'm prepared to go. I've talked to Mark about it, and Mark is prepared to go.
Well, you're not going, so you just get ready to... You talk to him again today and before we get over here to lunch and see how he feels and see... I think that you ought to tell him that he can write a blank check on us here and just let's get him the best people we can and let's start assembling them.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.